All right, so this post that I have, they're pictures of Tijuana. And these were taken back in 2012, or it was right before they made Hangover Part 3. Now, why that's important is because my cousin, she's a line producer down in Mexico, in Tijuana, and she works out of the Fox Studios, Baja, just south of Rosarito, which you guys should get a chance. If you can go. It isn't what it used to be. They built that studio to make Titanic. And it's still one of the biggest water tanks in the world. Unfortunately, it's not being used as often. And actually, that'll tie into what this little story here. Anyway, I think you can still go down there and take a look around and have tours on weekends and things like that. And it's still worth it. It's pretty cool. And that's down just past Rosarito. Now, she was a line producer at the time, and they gave her the script of what would eventually be Hangover Part 3. I believe it's the third part. I don't know if they made 4 or not. I'm out of that. But it was supposed to be filmed in Mexico, and specifically, they wanted it to be filmed in Tijuana. So they wanted some photographs of TJ, Revolution, and maybe some other things as well, to give them a better idea of how either to set up the shots or maybe even set up studios to shoot out of. What ended up happening, though, is, and what happens a little too frequently, is when you want to shoot in TJ, actors are still a little apprehensive about going down there. I don't want to say rightfully so, but unfortunately, every time I go, oh yeah, Tijuana's cool, Tijuana's safe, bam, something happens that it's just something bad enough happens to where like, yeah, so no, I'm not going to do that sort of attitude. And you can't blame people for doing that. I know that I was really big into the music scene down in San Diego in the 2005 through about 2010 or so. And TJ has a great music scene. And it's got actually pretty good venues to play at. They're nice, they're open, they're big, and they can allow a lot of people to go in. But no one takes advantage of that because, again, a lot of bands are like, don't want to do anything to go down there. And again, it's one of those stories where like, dude, Tijuana's safe, you can go down there. The after parties are awesome. Everything, you know, it's great. And then as soon as I tell them that story, the very next weekend, somebody's shit gets fucking stolen right on Revolution. So I don't know. It kind of sucks, but you know, you'd like to say, well, hey man, your van could have got stolen anywhere, but it's a little too coincidental that we're talking about Tijuana. Anyway, I went around. These pictures are obviously digital. Well, I don't know if you can tell, but yeah, they're not shot on film. But what I hadn't done anything quite like this before to shoot something specifically for a movie. So I just went around town, basically went up and down Revolution, which is the main tourist trap. And where all the things happen, you see all the zebra donkeys and things like that. And it's, you know what, it's an adventure. I think everyone should go down there. There are actually, and just on Revolution, you don't even have to go deep into TJ, although you should, because Tijuana is a great place to get something to eat, whether it's street food or legit restaurants. Right on Revolution, there are a couple of restaurants that are really good. The Hotel Caesar. Hey, by the way, that's where they invented Caesar salad. That's right. Caesar salad is from Tijuana, not Italy. Look that up. So I went down Revolution, and it was obviously took pictures of all the shops and things like that. But there, just off Revolution, a lot of locals hang out, and there's indoor markets that are really cool, and there's just things that are a big. I remember going down there as a kid, and there's a huge movie theater down there, and I don't even know if it's still in operation, but back in, I'd say, the mid to late 80s, it was still working. And one particular day we went, they had the Bruce Lee story in there, and followed by there was a double showing, like Bruce Lee documentary and a story, and a Bruce Lee, actual Bruce Lee movie. But anyway, these were tough times in TJ. A couple people were really upset that I was out there taking pictures, and not upset in the sense that they were legitimately like angry at this guy with a camera. Apparently what Mexico does is they send out photographers to assess the situation and photograph any particular part of the country. I can imagine much like they did back in during the Great Depression here in the States. And one lady, and there was really a few shops that were like, hey man, again with the pictures. And one lady straight up came up and got into my face, and she read me the riot act. Hey, you know what? You guys come out here, take pictures all the time. Pictures, 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 and you never do anything. When are you going to come down here and help us out? This is one of the times where TJ was not getting as many tourists as it once was. And it's just it was a bad time in TJ. I think it's recuperating a little bit. Again, now TJ is really known for, of all things, it's beer. There are a lot of good breweries happening in Tijuana. If you go down a little bit Baja towards Ensenada, the vineyards are amazing. There are some great wines down there. And I'm not really a big on wine. My cousin is, and she takes me down there, and there's delicious wine. And it is so inexpensive. It is just a great time to be had. And you go into Ensenada, and again, there's wine and great restaurants down there too. I mean, don't get me wrong. The tacos alone are worth the trip to TJ. And I'm not even exaggerating. But there is so much good things happening right now in TJ. Great food, great people to hang out with. And I think the music is starting to come back in TJ too. I got a buddy, he actually has a podcast or a radio show that he turns into a podcast, but he's got a radio show in TJ where he just talks about blues, and he features blues people all the time. But he was big in the music scene down in TJ, and just talking to him, I get a sense that the music scene is starting to pop up again, and hopefully TJ really expands to its full potential, because it really is a great town with a lot to offer. I posted a few pictures on here. It's a really big set. I took a lot of pictures that day. I put the link down at the bottom of the post for Flickr. Yes, I said Flickr. I don't think you need to be a Flickr person to be able to open the album and check them out. But yes, I am bringing Flickr Black. Flickr Black. I'm bringing Flickr back. I love it. I had a conversation with a couple people a few weeks ago. And man, for a photographer, Flickr is still legit. It really is too bad that it's overshadowed right now by Instagram and even possibly Facebook, but those people aren't really photographers. Flickr is really meant to be on there, have a discussion about photographs and themes and things like that. So as a photographer, I'm going back to Flickr. I love it. I'm posting a lot of my pictures on there as well, both from my Red House Magazine side and of course here, the Common Rule side. All right, if you got any questions, go ahead and drop me a line. You can hit, if you're listening to this from the, right from the page here, you can hit the contact button on thecommonrule.com. You can drop me an email at thecommonrule@gmail.com. The Instagram is thecommonrule, and the Twitter is Restless Samurai. Yeah, so it's an old tag that I love. I'm going to keep. I wanted to get the Common Rule, but it's already taken by Christian guys. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for listening again. If you have any questions, let me know. Have a good one.